holy name. Praise the Lord. Praise his holy name. Praise his holy name. Can you sing with me? Praise the Lord. Praise his holy name. Praise the Lord. Praise his holy name. Praise the Lord. Praise his holy name. Praise his holy name. You want to clap your hands and sing? Praise the Lord. Praise his holy name. Praise the Lord. Praise his holy name. Praise the Lord. Praise his holy name. Praise his holy name. Praise the Lord. Praise his holy name. Praise the Lord. Praise his holy name. Praise the Lord. Praise his holy name. Praise his holy name. Hallelujah. We can praise the Lord under all times. He's the only one we can praise him. We cannot praise anyone else. If you keep on praising the Lord is going to bless you. Some folk may ask me, some folk may say, who is this Jesus you talk about every day? He is my Savior. He set me free. Listen while I tell you what he means to me. He is my everything. He is my all. He is my everything, both great and small. He gave his life for me, made everything new. He is my everything. So how about you? Can you sing me the chorus? He is my everything. He is my all. He is my everything, both great and small. He gave his life for me, made everything new. He is my everything. So how about you? How often I'm tempted, pray, praise the Lord. In the name of Jesus, through his holy name, I'm more than a conqueror, but Jesus within. I'm living in victory over Satan and sin. Sing with me. He is my everything. He is my all. He is my everything, both great and small. He gave his life for me, made everything new. He is my everything. So how about you? One more time. He is my everything. He is my all. He is my everything, both great and small. He gave his life for me, made everything new. He is my everything. So how about you? If I keep on singing, you'll keep on listening, but I have to preach. Once again, I want to thank the pastor and also Brother David for giving me this great opportunity to preach the word. In fact, my daughter told me, for the past 33 years, you've been preaching, witnessing. This time when you come to America, you are not preaching at all. You stay at home, have your honeymoon after 33 years. I told my daughter, unless I preach, tell about Jesus to somebody every day, I can never be happy. Because of Jesus today, what I am. Thanks be to God for Jesus. Are you not happy for Jesus? Are you not happy for this beautiful country? Everywhere I go, I see the cross. Everywhere I go, I see the churches. But if you come to India, you'll see everywhere idols. 330 million gods. Full of mosquitoes. You don't have mosquitoes. You don't have bed bugs. Praise the Lord. You can drink the tap water here. What a beautiful country.
Never blame your country. Hallelujah. Maybe you can blame yourself, but you have to pray for this country. I pray that God is going to bring a great revival in this country. God is going to bring a great revival. Sorry. So this country has brought great people all over the world, and as we keep on praying, God will break all the atheism, brutalism, communalism, whatever the, you know, schism that we come across, terrorism, because God is great. God is on the throne. You know, Oral Roberts used to say from Tulsa, Oklahoma, "Devil, you cannot touch God's property." Hallelujah. Devil, you cannot touch God's property. He also used to say, God is a good God and the devil is a bad devil. Praise the Lord. God is a good God and the devil is a bad devil. So if God be for us, who can be against us? They that are with us are more than they that are with them. One man with God is majority. The whole world with Satan is a minority. Praise the Lord. We belong to Jesus. We belong to the family of God. You know, when I look at you, I look at you as my own brothers and sisters. Praise the Lord. Don't you feel the joy of the Lord? Don't you feel the presence of God? Don't you feel the power of God? You know, this morning I'm supposed to preach about soul winners for Jesus Christ. I want to ask you a question. Have you ever led one soul to Jesus Christ? How to lead people to Jesus Christ? It's very, very simple. Don't attack their religion. Don't attack their faith. You see, when I was a small boy, I used to go with my father. You know, Mrs. Dayu Dhanapal. She was my Sunday school teacher in 1954. I was a small boy. I went to the Sunday school. And when I went with my father to the, you know, the village, there was a missionary who used to take my father in his car. And we used to go there and, you know, sing the song, gather all the village people, tell them about Jesus. That's what I understood as evangelism, once in a month or once in 3 months. The day came when I went to the theological college. There I gave my life to Jesus. Thanks be to God for theological colleges where they teach Jesus, where they teach the Bible. I began to read the Bible in the theological college. That was the college where I received the anointing of God, the power of God, the Holy Spirit of God. I come from Presbyterian, Anglican and American church. They call it Church of South India. I never knew about the work of the Holy Spirit. Though we believed in the Holy Spirit, I never knew about the anointing of the Holy Spirit. You know, the Holy Spirit is not only for Pentecostals, it's for all church people, Lutherans, Methodists, Baptists, everybody. After receiving the Holy Spirit, don't leave this church, be in this church, and be a blessing to this church. Hallelujah. Because Jesus is in every church. Thanks be to God. I received the Holy Spirit in the Bible college. Then one day I was reading the Bible. When I was reading the Bible, I saw the gardener of the Bible college worshiping the sun. Can you imagine? A man who was working there for maybe 30 years, he heard the singing of Jesus. He saw the students studying in the theological college, but that fellow was worshiping the sun. Who will go to that man? Will that man go to heaven or not? Whom will he blame? Will he say, the principal never told me about Jesus? The students never cared for me? The pastors never came and told me about Jesus? The Spirit of the Lord impressed in me. Run to him. Go to him. Tell about Jesus. I ran to him, I left my Bible. When I told him, I just call him, you know, Ayya means respected old man. When there is a creator, why do you worship the creation? And this man told me, Thambi means younger brother in Tamil. I just know what I know. I just worship what I know. Unless someone comes and tells me, how will I know that creator? That day I made up my decision, Lord, whatever the ministry that you give me, I'll be a Bible school teacher. I may be a pastor. I may be a missionary. But I will not leave one soul. Every day, I will tell about Jesus to one soul. And I want to tell you, you can win souls in this country. Praise the Lord. You see, in the life of Paul, we read about Paul. He was a blasphemer. But he became a builder. He was a destroyer. He became a defendant. He was an enemy of Jesus. He became an evangelist. He was a murderer. He became a missionary. He became a martyr. What made? Jesus. The blood will never lose its power. The blood has never lost its power. God is still saving people. God is still changing people. Maybe you have in your family, there is somebody, they don't want to believe in God. You know, there are many children brought up by the parents. You take them to a long place every year. You give them everything. But when they become 21, they leave you forever. They don't believe in God. But never give up your faith. You see, in the life of Paul, we see three things. Number one, salvation. Acts of the Apostles, chapter 9, verse 6 says, when the Lord confronted him, he could not run away from him. Hallelujah. Someone said, run, baby, run. Wherever you want to run, you run. If you are not caught by the net, he will catch you by the hook. Hallelujah. You know, when the fishes come in the net, they don't get any wound. But when you put the bait, it will shed blood and come. Run, baby, run. Wherever you want to run, you run. If you are not caught by the net, he will catch you by the hook. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Jesus is so good. He wants to save people. He wants to heal people. He wants to lead them and guide them. When Paul confronted, he was against God. He was against the church. But Jesus, you know, he loves everybody. Praise the Lord. Even parents, you know, they will disown their children. You know, the prodigal son. Today we have so many prodigals. They are become prodigal every day. In Jesus' time, only one time, you know, Jesus told the story. But nowadays, prodigals, every month they become prodigals. Every year they become prodigals. In my country, we have prodigals like that. They want money from parents. They want assistance from parents. They will never like the advice. I was like a prodigal. My parents called me, I am a prodigal. You know that? They named me prodigal son. Because I stayed with my grandmother for 5 years. She loved me so much. My parents had a lot of rules and regulations. My grandmother gave me everything I wanted. But she did not give me Jesus. She gave me sweets. She took me everywhere. If my papa beat me, she would fight with him. How can you beat my son? But my parents gave me Jesus. Whenever I went home during Christmas time, and my grandmother will take me home, because I'll be standing behind her. Otherwise, my father would beat me. So when I went to see my parents with my grandmother, they sang a song calling me, prodigal is returning home. Praise the Lord. My mother used to tell me, if Lawrence, my name is Lawrence Jayapalan, the Indian name. If Lawrence is changed, the whole world will be converted. Praise the Lord. There is Jesus who can change anybody else. When I was 18, I gave my life to Jesus. As long as you have money, fame, health, wealth, everybody will become your, you know, relative. When you don't have anything, nobody will come to you. But Jesus comes to you when you are nobody. He makes you somebody. Lift up your hands and say, praise the Lord. The greatest thing that can ever happen in your life is salvation. The greatest thing that has ever happened in your life is salvation. The Bible says, if we neglect so great salvation, how will we stand before God? Jesus had to pay a price. Will you allow your son or daughter to hang on a tree naked? I think in India, if they had crucified me like Jesus, my parents would have committed suicide. Because Jesus, he didn't even have a dress. Only in the 5th century, Gregory, he made the artist to draw a picture having a small cloth tied upon Jesus' waist. Otherwise, he was hanging on the cross without any dress. The Son of God, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, the Lily of the Valley, Rose of Sharon, greater than 1,000 and 10,000. He came and died on the cross for me and you. He shed his precious blood. The blood will never lose its power. The blood will never lose its power. Jesus saves us by the blood. He cleanses us by the blood. He leads us, guides us day by day. Praise the Lord. Salvation. Paul, Saul, the Hebrew fellow who was against God, he accepted Jesus Christ as his personal Savior. To be in a church, praise the Lord. To be born in a Christian home is praise the Lord. But accept Christ as your personal Savior. It's more important. 3 days ago, we went to a restaurant to eat. The restaurant name is Temptation, the Indian food. I don't like the Indian food. I like the American food. Hallelujah. Because you don't have chili problem. You don't have stomach problem. Praise the Lord. I went to the temptation. There was an American girl. She wanted to come and ask me, what do you want? And I said, I'm so happy to meet you. Your country is so beautiful. You have beautiful churches. Roads are clean. When I talked like that, I told her, Jesus loves you. Jesus came for you. She said, if my mother meets you, she'll be very happy to see you. Hallelujah. Because the mother is praying for her. Then I told her, Jesus came and died for you. And I told her, why don't you give your life to Jesus? She asked me, what do you mean by that? I said, when you marry, you take a man with you. You stay with you. The same way, when you accept Jesus Christ, Jesus be with you. It's not the church. It is not the building. Jesus in you. And brother gave the address. He gave the phone number. I hope that she's attending the church today. I prayed for her. So the salvation is so important. How do we have that salvation? As Martin Luther said, grace alone, faith alone. What is the meaning of grace? Charis. The grace of God. Augustine said, the saving grace, keeping grace, and guiding grace. Augustine was a man who lived an immoral life. You know about that Augustine, great theologian next to Paul. And he was a philosopher. His mother Monica used to pray for him. Day and night, she was a very rich lady. She cried to the Lord for the salvation of Augustine. But one day, you know, he took the mother to your church and told her, you pray, mother, and I'm going to send my friend to Italy. And this fellow already had a boy. Left the boy with the grandmother. And this mother prayed, Lord, he's already ruined his life. He must not go to Italy. But God did not hear that prayer. This fellow went to Italy. She was grumbling before God. Lord, why did you allow him to go to Italy? He's going to ruin his life. We don't understand. God works in mysterious ways. His wonder to perform. Praise the Lord. This Augustine, when he went to Italy, he got saved. Praise the Lord. God heard the prayer of Mother Monica. He only wrote saving grace, keeping grace, and guiding grace, the grace of God. Faith, by faith. Faith means believing in God, general faith and spiritual faith. General faith, when you post a letter, you believe that letter will go to some other country. When you keep your money in the post, you know, bank, you believe that the money is safe there. That general faith. Spiritual faith is God has given to each one the faith to know Jesus Christ. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So we need to know that salvation by grace and faith. Secondly, sanctification. God wanted him to be sanctified. What was the sanctification? We are sanctified by the Holy Spirit. Praise the Lord. We are sanctified by the Word of God. The Word of God is very, very important. As I told you, you must read the Bible every day. Don't keep the Bible underneath your pillow. It's very good to keep the Bible underneath the pillow, but you must read every day. You know, one man, he married a girl, and they were so loving. After, you know, marriage, he asked her, have you read this book? She said, I have the book, but I never read it. You know who is the author? The lady said, I don't know. Then he said, I am the author. She went to the library immediately, took the book, read from page to the last page. Hallelujah. Because he was her husband. The same way, the Bible is the word of God. Inspired word of God. A revelation from God to man. Infallible proof for faith and doctrine. Finally, not only salvation, sanctification, service to men or people. What is my service? My service is prayer, witnessing to people, or whatever the money that you give for the Bethania kids, it's going to help people. Praise the Lord. Your $20 will help your child. You know, 1,000 children, they are there. These 1,000 children, they know Jesus. I have literally gone to these children, spoke to 40 teachers, and many of them have given their life to Jesus. So whatever you have given, praise the Lord. If you're not given, you pray for them. Have a heart for the people. Someone said, when you enter the beautiful city, all the loved ones will come around you. Someone will tell you, because of you, I am here. God bless you, Pastor.